Good afternoon and welcome to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Show. I'm your host, Jason Crowder, and I'm joined by Brittany Young, who is a freshman forward slash guard out of Birmingham, Alabama. Brittany, it's great to have you on the broadcast.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And this is sort of a learning experience for you because it's, to my understanding, you are a broadcast journalism major here at Mississippi State.
Yes, I am. I plan to be a commentator, maybe on ESPN or journalist. It doesn't matter. I love to write and I love to speak. So if I have experience in both, I think I can get a job doing either commentary or being a journalist.
I must say, being a freshman, to be this comfortable with the microphone in your face, you're going to do just fine. Winning streak at Auburn, at Ole Miss, it feels great to get that monkey off your back and get those SEC wins.
Yes, it does. You know, Auburn is a great rival for us, and as well as Ole Miss, you always want to be your in-state rival. And to win two big games on the road, you know, this late in the season after we kind of struggle all season long, and to bring it back home on Sunday, we hope to get a big win and get some momentum going into the SEC tournament.
We'll talk about South Carolina in just a moment, but right now let's talk about how you came to know the Lord.
I actually came to know the Lord my senior year in high school through basketball. I was kind of struggling and just kind of depressed, trying to find myself on the court and off the court. And my friends, they're very supportive. We just started seeking God together, going to Bible study at this church called Faith Chapel. And I just continue to follow the word, stay in the Bible, and just seek God every day and pray. And it has been a process for me. And here, even at college, I'm still reading my Bible and seeking God, because you really need God being away from home and everything.
You said you were baptized in an early age, but you weren't living for Christ until you got up with this Super Six and you guys started making a commitment to the Lord. Talk about the Super Six a little bit more, and what made you turn to the Lord?
Well, I've always been a believer in God, but just throughout high school when I met my friends, it's just like, you know, high school is a lot of temptation and everybody wants to fit in, and we was just like, we want to separate ourselves. We want to do God's way, not the human way, not earthly way. You know, that will lead to destruction. So we just separated ourselves and we wanted to do positive things. So we just started going to Bible study, going to church together, and just seeking God. And me being the only athlete out of my friends, they just always supported me, and they knew it was a little harder and a little different from me because I was a little different from them. Like, I couldn't do the things that they could do because my schedule was different. So just them supporting me and just wanting to know God has helped me a lot.
Coming here to Mississippi State, you said that through basketball you've been drawn closer to Him. Talk about FCA. I know that's had a big part in your relationship with Christ, and also some of your teammates like MCAT and others who have helped strengthen your faith.
Well, MCAT, she's a really, really hardworking person, and she really believes in God, and she's always positive. Like, you never hear her saying anything negative. And just me watching her, okay, she's a senior, she knows the ropes, so I need to watch her and just learn from her. And I said, Alex from FCA, she disciples me one-on-one, and she's like a big sister to me. And she's helped me get through a lot of days here, because it has been rough being a freshman, and on the court and off the court, you have to learn different things, how things are ran, how do you do different things. And I can't say just basketball just has been a process. Like, basketball is your life. Your sport, you want to be the best at it, and you want to glorify God in your sport. And when things aren't going well in your sport, it can make everything else go, like, seem like it's bad, because you don't see the positive right now. And that's about having faith. You can't see everything right now, but you know, you believe. And some days things don't look like it's going to go good or it's going well, so I just have to continue to pray and just continue to work hard. Even days you don't want to do it, you know, you just have to continue to work hard and know that it's going to get better.
You told me you don't have much time during the season to go to FCA meetings during the week, but on Sundays that's even harder because you can't go to church because you're playing basketball. But Coach Fanning and her husband Larry lead team devotionals. As a matter of fact, it was Candace Foster, one of your teammates, who led the devotional prior to the Auburn game. I accompanied you guys on that trip to do radio play-by-play in place of Bart Gregory, and it was a blessing to be there in that team chapel to hear a teammate of yours, one of the girls on the basketball team, lead the devotion. And such maturity and spiritual maturity that came from Candace Foster was just amazing to me. Just talk about the team chapels on Sundays and what that means to you.
Devotions are good on Sunday because you're not able to go to church. And I can say Candace, I love Candace. She's a freshman as well, and her faith is very strong. Like, she has kept me up. We keep each other up every day, and you know, a lot of people don't know, but Candace can sing. She can sing really well, and she's always singing, always has a high spirit, and is very uplifting. And Candace hosts devotion sometimes, and also MCAT. So both of them, they host it, and it's always an uplifting word, you know. Candace she's a great person, and she always has something positive to say. So for me to be able to go to devotion when I can't go to church, that's great, you know. And you just have to read the Bible every day on your own, you know. You don't have to go to church on Sundays. That shouldn't be the only day that you seek God or, you know, read the Bible anyway. So I'm always reading my Bible or studying the Word anyway. So, but Sunday is a relaxed day and the day you want to dedicate to the Lord. So devotion is always good to do that.
You've said that basketball has helped draw you closer to the Lord. We've talked about that. How has the Lord used basketball to be a witness for Him for you?
Well, the Lord has used basketball because, you know, you have to stay humble. And basketball has knocked me down a lot. I've had more downs than ups my freshman year. And, you know, it's just, you have to suffer before you can reap abundantly. You know, everything is not going to be great. Sometimes it seems like you're losing. When you try to do the right things, you're losing. And the people who don't care, they're always winning. But you have to continue. You can't grow weary in doing God's work. You know, that's Galatians 6:9. You don't grow weary. Just continue to work hard. And whoever does not faint, they will reap abundantly. So I always tell myself that and just try to glorify God, because the suffering everybody goes through on earth is nothing compared to what God went through. But even though it's hard sometimes, you just have to stay positive and keep yourself uplifted and stay confident and do not let anyone take your joy, you know, no matter what.
We're visiting with Brittany Young, a freshman on this Mississippi State women's basketball team out of Birmingham, Alabama. Speaking of freshmen, it's an honor to be a freshman and play in the SEC, and you have played some this season and will continue to play throughout the rest of the year. What's the transition from 4A high school basketball in Birmingham to the big girls of women's basketball in the Southeastern Conference? What's that transition been like?
It's been fun, but it has been a challenge. I mean, but college basketball is a lot faster, whether you're in the SEC or any league. It's just college basketball, Division I basketball. A lot of different terminology, you know, early mornings, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 2-a-days, weights every other day, you know. It has been different for me, and I've just... Like I say, I have to pray every day, Lord, give me the strength, you know, to make it. But you get used to it after so long. But, I mean, I only have room to grow. I can only get better. So just me playing the little that I have played has shown me that I have to continue to work hard, you know, in order to compete at this level. It has been an experience, and it's fun. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season and the rest of my years.
A couple of your teammates from high school play in the SEC as well.
Yes, Courtney Jones, she plays at LSU. She's a junior. And Meredith Mitchell, she plays at the University of Georgia. She's a junior as well. So
got another game at home coming up tomorrow afternoon. You face the South Carolina Lady Gamecocks. Going to be tough, but a winnable game here, the place we like to call the home.
Yes, it is a very winnable game. And with the momentum that we have, we feel like that we can close the season out with SEC play out very strong. Going into the conference tournament, we feel like we can make a run and just make some noise. You know, a lot of people have given up on us. They don't think we're going to do anything, and that's okay. We're all we have. We believe in ourselves, and that's all that matters.
The good thing is you guys are young, a lot of new faces on this women's basketball team, and you've been coming so close. Close losses to Alabama and Florida here at home, but you go on the road, beat Auburn and Ole Miss, as we addressed earlier in this broadcast, and we're starting to see confidence, and that's something Coach Fanning said, that once wins start coming, the confidence will come for this basketball team, and great momentum carrying over into next season with a lot of you young girls. Thank you, Brittany, so much for joining us on the broadcast, and you're welcome at WFCA Radio anytime to learn the ropes of broadcasting. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful. I will be looking forward to it.
Brittany Young out of Birmingham, Alabama, is a guard/forward on this women's basketball team, a freshman here in the 2011 season. You've been listening to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Show. I'm your host, Jason Crowder.